This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazilian authorities say they're looking into who may have been behind the shocking uprising that sent protesters storming into the nation's halls of power in a riot that had striking similarities to the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In an unprecedented display for Latin America's largest nation, thousands of supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro swarmed into Congress, the Supreme Court, and the presidential palace on Sunday. As Brazil reels from riots, its former president has found a home in Florida, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jair Bolsonaro's temporary home is in a gated community in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando. Supporters have traveled there hoping to see him. Bolsonaro has signed autographs, hugged children, and took selfies. Some in the crowd were wearing shirts saying, "Make Brazil great again." A handful of supporters dissipated as word spread Bolsonaro was hospitalized with abdominal pain. Bolsonaro has been called the Trump of the tropics, so it may come as no surprise he wound up just a few hours away from the former American president's Palm Beach compound. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas has helped the country win time and gain strength. He said, "Thanks to the resilience of our soldiers in Soledar, we have won for Ukraine additional time and additional strength for Ukraine," Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Ukrainian military reports say the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces redeployed in Soledar. This is VOA News. A problem developed during Virgin Orbit's attempt to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit company is calling it an anomaly that prevented it from reaching orbit and says it's evaluating the problem. The U.S.-based company was using a modified jumbo jet named Cosmic Girl, which took off from Cornwall in England to release a rocket at 35,000 feet over the Atlantic to the south of Ireland. But about 2 hours after takeoff, the company reported a problem. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit, some for civil use and some for defense. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The moment could be close for Sweden and NATO, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's time for Sweden to join the military alliance because it's done what's necessary to secure Turkey's approval for membership. In an interview with a Swedish newspaper, Stoltenberg says the ratification process can come to an end now. Turkey has held up the process, wanting Nordic countries to crack down on groups thought to be terrorist organizations. In May, Sweden and neighboring Finland had applied to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. federal prosecutors said on Monday a man accused of using a truck to kill 8 people on a New York City bike path in 2017 is an Islamic State sympathizer who attempted to satisfy the military group. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Prosecutors said Saifulo Saipov began researching the Islamic State in 2014 and was in possession of serrated knives when he used a rental truck to mow down victims in the Halloween attack, leaving behind mangled bicycles, wounded and dead victims, and a school bus with a, quote, truck-sized hole. And that afterward, Saipov declared he did it for ISIS. Those killed include 5 Argentinian tourists and 1 Belgian tourist. More than a dozen other people were severely injured. Saipov has pleaded not guilty to all 28 charges.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Doctors who treated Damar Hamlin say the injured American football player was moved to a hospital in Buffalo to continue his recovery. It's an uplifting sign of the remarkable progress Hamlin has made a week after going into cardiac arrest and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in the morning and flown to Buffalo, where Dr. William Knight said he was, quote, doing well. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.